this Ted too?
Yeah, you know Big Head Todd?
Hell yeah. Surrender. Yeah, good song.
Ted crushes the grunge era.
Yeah, I love
those
this
mid-90s, era. That's Ted's wheelhouse.
I'm telling you, man.
Big
you
Head
Will
Todd
and
the Monsters. Yeah, man.
I don't know this, but I like this. This sounds good.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. This is like a...
Are they a Boulder band? I feel like they're maybe from Boulder.
Maybe. I know that they're like, this is like what, like 96 or 7 maybe?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit
this
earlier.
Sweet. Yeah, good song. Good song. By the way, it is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Just before we get to this Drake May thing, because we're about to hit that weird couple of days where there's not really any sports. It's like after the All-Star game, and then you got to wait for – although there is the World Cup. If you're looking for a couple of good movies, if you're into action movies, I don't know if you – it's an older movie, but I kind of figured that you guys have seen a ton. Have you ever seen The Raid, Redemption? The movie The Raid?
No.
Okay. Write it down. It's one of the greatest action movies you'll ever see. The Raid, Redemption. It's nonstop. It is nonstop, amazing. I think it might be from Korea or Indonesia, but it is...
Subtitled?
I think it is. Okay. Yeah, I think it's subtitled. But it's,
I do
it
closed caption, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there might be 14 lines of dialogue in the whole thing. It's all action, but it's amazing. The Raid, Redemption. And if you're in for, if you want to see something extremely weird, but like something you've never seen before, that blew my mind, there is a movie called Border that came out in 2018. It is from Sweden, and I don't mean to scare you away with all these like foreign movies, but do me a favor, if you decide to go down that road, don't read about it at all. Don't read anything about this movie. It's called Border, and it is, oh my God, it's a Stiz movie. Stiz would be all over this.
If even you think it's weird, that's frightening. I mean,
that's such a good point.
Because you live in a weird world.
I do, but it's one of those films that I saw, like, it got like 99% positive or something on Rotten Tomatoes, and all these people are like, you've never seen anything like this. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch, I'm going to watch this. And I sat back, and by the end of it, I'm like, yep, I've never seen anything like this, and it ruled. Border is the name of it. Don't read anything about it if you go to watch it. All right. Drake May is it's a super hot take. Everyone seems to think that Drake May isn't as good as we saw with our own eyes during the regular season last year. Someone who was good enough to get a second place in the MVP voting. It was really close, right?
Yes, like it was.
Okay.
Very
so,
close.
And then obviously the postseason, not great, but I believe that that's affected most people's views on how he played. And we're all pretty certain that he was injured, correct?
Definitely. Shoulder, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why it's very perplexing that this poll that just went up on ESPN, and this is another one that was done by league executives, coaches, and scouts, where they tried to rank all these quarterbacks, is so surprising to me. Because you would think those people right there would know better than anybody when to, like, when someone's hurt, when to not look at the last, you know, the last thing that you saw and have it be a recency bias type of opinion. So, number one, no question, Josh Allen. We all know that. Number two, Patrick Mahomes Ted.
Yeah, too high.
Boy. Yep. Your choice for somebody who has seen his better days behind him. You are not calling for him to fall off a cliff, but you don't think that he is going to ever touch what he did in the past.
No,
that,
those days are done. Just so you know, Drake May won 8 more games than Patrick did last year. Just saying.
By the way, on ESPN, when discussing this today, they were trying to force the Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is the modern day Brady and Manning.
Stop.
And it just falls flat. It's just, I'm not saying those guys aren't good, and I would agree that they're 1 and 2 right now, but it's not close to me to what Brady and Manning was in the 2000s. Like, that was a must-see. These two had, you know, one epic playoff matchup.
Yeah.
Allen's never won, and Mahomes has fallen off the cliff, according to Ted.
They had epic, Peyton and Tom had them every year.
It was every year.
Yeah, every year, so.
Number three, Matthew Stafford. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. Number four, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow gets a lot of love for a guy that hasn't done anything.
It's so true, bro. I mean, he got to the Super Bowl once.
I love him. He's so talented.
I know, but I still think Rich is onto something. I think it's a little bit over the top with his, because he's been in the Super Bowl once. And
he's injured a lot.
And he's a pocket quarterback. So, and he's got two of the best receivers in the league.
That's true. Absolutely. Number five, Lamar Jackson.
That's legit.
That's good. That's a good one. Number six, Dak Prescott.
Please.
That's probably the most egregious of all of them.
Too high.
Mm-hmm.
Too high.
No, the next one's the most egregious, but Dak is too high.
You're right. Number seven, they have Justin Herbert ahead of Drake May, of course.
It's stunning. I don't get it. I mean, these are coaches. These are league people. He's never won a playoff game. He crumbles every year. What am I not seeing?
I have no idea. No idea.
He's the most overrated athlete in the 21st century. I don't get this.
Jaylen Brown?
That's Ted's guy.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, way overrated. I don't get it. Now, I do think he's going to have a good year this year because I think Mike McDaniel.
You do like McDaniel. Yeah.
Went as the offensive coordinator. I think it's gonna really help him. But I've just never understood the Justin Herbert love. I don't.
Number eight is Drake May. They say that May's Super Bowl run and near MVP performance elevated him into the elite discussion, though still on the fringes. He appeared on more of 60% of the ballots and earned many fifth-place votes. Hang on, that means 40% of the people that they talked to, almost half, didn't even put him in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they weren't on national TV a lot, and the playoffs were bad. So I just think you didn't see him that much during the regular season, and then the playoffs come, and he's not having his best performances, that might influence this.
But I mean, enough people saw him to make him almost win the MVP. You know, it's like I don't understand why. I won't use that as an excuse. I just think that there's too many people who are looking at what he did in the Super Bowl and just going, well, that's obviously who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hot take. Everybody seems to think Drake May is not nearly as good as we've been saying he is. And also, I don't know if they're factoring in how they think he's going to be this season, because obviously with A.J. Brown, that should elevate his game. Somebody, a veteran NFC defensive coach, said he's really talented, but I need to see more. Mm-hmm. Other quarterbacks on this list have proven it over time. How has Justin Herbert proven it?
Mm-hmm.
And he has to keep doing it.
Good point. I do think there is something to the – I mean, Drake does have to do it more than 1 year.
Yeah.
So that's somewhat fair. I mean, we saw Mac Jones have one playoff season, and then he was never starting caliber after that. So I get that sentiment. It's not like disrespect this list, Rich, but it's not like – you know, obviously, there are some people that are on the fence, and it appears that's it. It's too small of a sample size.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where was he on that all, like the entire NFL? He was like number 61 or something like that.
Oh,
Drake
May.
Which is insane. Which is insane because once again, he was the runner-up for MVP, and they had him on as number 61 on the list, which is just truly absurd. But you know what, Ted, you've said it best. I mean, bulletin board material is something that motivates a team.
Adam, you know what? This is going to be a coming-out party. The offensive weapons that he has is definitely a big-time improvement. And he's just going to get better and better. I mean, he's going to do things. This kid is going to do things that people are going to be like, I've never seen a quarterback do what he did. He's that special. He just hasn't been doing it long enough for a lot of people to see it, but they're going to see it this year. They have a lot more nationally televised games. This is going to be a coming out party for Drake May this year.
He's 23, too.
I know.
That's the other thing. You just got to remember, dude's 23 years old, and Dak Prescott, what is he, like 34 or something? 32. Like,
second year in the same offense. Like, dude, please. Like, now he's going to know where to go with the football before the ball snapped, like Tom did for the last 15 years of his career, which is scary to think about. He's going to be a supercomputer to go along with his athleticism. Please, Drake May. Oh my gosh.
I'm curious to see where A.J. Brown is when the wide receiver list comes out from Fowler, from his poll, because there aren't many positions listed that are out yet that have Patriots in the top 10. Christian Gonzalez is the third best corner. Milton Williams was the ninth best defensive tackle, and that's it so far, other than Drake here at number eight. So
probably pretty accurate.
Will A.J. Brown be top 10?
It's going to be close.
Fringe, right
there.
Fringe, yeah. It'll be fringe.
So
it'll be close.
That's not that encouraging. I think their roster is better than you do, Ted, because I know you feel like they're kind of an average roster. I feel like they have a bunch of above-average guys, but this is proving it. Not a whole lot of top 10 guys at a lot of spots.
Especially in defense.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this real quick, Ted? Because I know a couple people from Chicago, and like for some reason, as much as we've seen Caleb Williams, you know, play, and he's done some amazing things, especially in the postseason last year, they don't believe in him. Like, for some reason, they're smelling that this is kind of a sun shining on someone's ass. You know, it's like all of a sudden, like they don't believe that he can continue like any kind of growth. What do you think about Caleb Williams?
I agree.
Do you think he's fraudulent?
I'm not a believer in him. Part of it is just his mental makeup. I don't trust the guy to get it, like really truly get it and be a pro's pro. And do what you got to do to be kind of the face of a franchise. I think he's kind of got a little bit of that, you know, he plays terrible for 3.5 quarters, and all of a sudden he has a play or two where he pulls out of his ass, and he, you know, they come back in dramatic fashion and win games. That's not sustainable. That's not a formula for, you know, consistent success. So I'm not a believer in him, man. I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's got the curse working against him, right? Isn't he on Madden this year?
Yeah, he is.
Is he the cover of Madden?
Yep.
You know what? He's going to be one of those guys like OBJ who's going to get a lot more credit than they're worth because he's got a signature play. Like OBJ obviously had the backwards catch, and then, you know, now you've got the jump pass from Caleb Williams that all the kids are trying now, and I think that he's going to be a guy that's going to sell a lot of jerseys that might not live up to the hype because he's, you know, victim of his own cool play that ended up going viral, but we shall see. All right, well, we got to talk one more time about these Red Sox because there continues to be a lot of chatter as to whether or not they should buy or they should sell. On top of that, Wilson Contreras is going to be in the Home Run Derby this evening, one that the world does not want you to see for free. You're going to have to pay and get Netflix, which I think is right now one of the worst streamers. I don't think that there's anything good on Netflix right now that you can't get anywhere else. I've already watched all of I Think You Should Leave, and I was never a Stranger Things guy, so they got nothing for me, so I'm going to have to resubscribe tonight for
what
one night.
What about that Avatar series? Ted loves the Avatar series. No?
There's an Avatar
series? Avatar related?
There's a few great docs on there, though, Rich, one's called Maternal Instinct, crazy, and then there's another one called The Crash.
Crash, that's insane.
Insane stories.
All right. Well,
yeah, watch The Crash. It's good.
With my 1 month subscription that I'm going to have to buy today to watch the Home Run Derby, I'll try to bust those out. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll be back in 2 minutes.